Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Assessor Kelly Kingery about upcoming property assessments.
All right, we are talking about property assessments here today with the Marion County Assessor Kelly Kingery. First of all, tell me a little bit about your position, what your role is here as the Marion County Assessor.
So we have to assess the properties in the county. We put a value on them, which is what taxes are based upon. So anytime there's new construction, we go out and measure it, that sort of thing. When we do the countywide revaluations, we do those every odd year, and those are based on sales, good sales from the whole previous year. So basically, we have to set our values at what the market shows where they need to be set.
I understand your office sent out some postcards here within the last week or so about the upcoming property assessments. I know maybe there was some phone calls to the courthouse, something like that. Just maybe people just confused on kind of what those were about. If you could kind of just clear up, what the intent of that was.
Right. So whenever we send out the assessment notices, those are to be out April 1st. We do get several phone calls after the fact that they say, well, I never got my assessment notice. We do try, if we do get them returned in the mail, we try to make another attempt if we can find a good address. But honestly, we don't really get that many returned. So I think sometimes, anyway, people disregard those because they aren't a tax statement. And, maybe they're sort of confusing as to what the purpose of those are. So we wanted to just put those postcards out about a month ahead, just to make sure that people were reminded that you really should pay attention to your assessment notice, because by the time you pay taxes on that value, it's 18 months later, and you cannot protest your taxes. You can only protest your value. So when you do get your assessment notice, if you feel that your value is not correct, then that is your opportunity to come in and protest to the Board of Review. Also, anytime before that time, if you look online and see that your property isn't right or something isn't listed quite right, give us a call. We can set up an appointment to come out and do an inspection, meet with you. Maybe we can get those situations fixed before it ever comes to the protest time. So that was the point of the postcards, was just an extra reminder to make sure that people are aware of everything so they can do what they need to do when it's the right time.
The assessment notices then, are those something that people have to fill out, or is it just a notice from your office that this is what your property is worth?
It is just a notice of valuation. And so if they're not satisfied with the value, they could do a little research online, maybe talk to realtors if they know anybody in the business, and see whether or not that is market value. Like I said, we base our values on what the market is doing. If they're not satisfied with the value, then they can fill out the protest form, and they can get that online, or they can come in the office and get a copy of it. And all of that is always spelled out on the assessment notice.
What are some of the things that maybe would affect a property value, or maybe some reasons that people would want to protest?
Sometimes we're not aware of dilapidated conditions, that sort of thing. Maybe they tore down an old shed or a garage or something like that. If there's new construction, we typically get a copy of the building permit from the city or county zoning. So we're usually aware of those kind of improvements. Sometimes people want their value raised because they're maybe getting ready to sell it and notice that we don't have the updated information. Maybe they've remodeled, maybe they've gutted the kitchen and redone that, or added basement finish, that sort of thing. So it could go either way. But a lot of times, they don't necessarily think to let us know that they've done something to change the property that could affect the value either way.
If folks have any questions about that, tell folks how they're able to get a hold of you.
So you can call the office anytime. Our number here is 828-2215, or you can find us online. We've got the county website. We've got our Beacon website that people are familiar with. We've also got Just an Assessor website. So yeah, give us a call, reach out, and we'll try to help you.
Anything else coming up that you want folks to know about, or anything else about this topic that we haven't touched on yet?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. We usually get a lot of phone calls during assessment time, so we're getting ready for that time of year here coming up shortly.
Thanks to Marion County Assessor Kelly Kingery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.